Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, sponsored by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 news anchor Joel Brown.
I'm going to be reading 101 Dalmatians, The Great Egg Hunt. To celebrate the end of a rainy week and the first day of spring, Pongo and Perdita had a surprise in store. "We're going to have an egg hunt," Perdita said. "We have the eggs here," Pongo said. "We need everyone to help with painting and hiding. Are you all up for it?" The puppies barked happily. Soon every puppy had an egg, and they were all having tremendous and rather messy fun making their eggs unique. Patch and Lucky couldn't stop laughing as they got messier and messier and messier. When their eggs were completely painted and dry, Patch and Lucky split up to hide them. The other puppies did the same. Lucky wandered down to a fence near the barn, and he found a small knot hole in one of the fence posts that was just the right size for an egg. He placed it in the hole and nudged it inside. Lucky was sure his brother would never find his hiding spot. Meanwhile, Patch had headed straight to the woods that bordered the farm. There was a tree with large and twisty roots that Patch thought could hide his egg. He found a small hollow and placed the egg under it. Tail wagging, he ran back toward the farm. Patch and Lucky joined a crowd of other puppies who were trotting back toward the barn proudly, each certain they'd found the best hiding spot of all. Pongo counted them as they arrived, and once every puppy was present, he barked for their attention. "Is everyone ready for the egg hunt?" he called, and the puppies cheered. "Ready, set, go!" Perdita called, and the puppies scattered happily across the farm and the woodlands. "Why don't we look together?" Lucky suggested to Patch. "I want to see if you can find my hiding spot." "Me too. That sounds like fun," Patch said before hurrying off toward the fence where he'd seen Lucky go earlier. Pongo and Perdita watched the puppies search until they turned to see one of the farmhands staring into the empty egg box and clucking in distress. "Oh, Perdita," Henrietta cried. "My egg is missing. I laid one of my eggs in this box and now it's gone." Pongo and Perdita looked at each other in dismay. Henrietta's egg had surely been mixed up with the eggs for the hunt. Meanwhile, it hadn't taken Patch long to find Lucky's hiding spot. Lucky had accidentally left paw tracks in the mud. "Better luck next time," Patch teased. "Now it's your turn." Lucky sniffed and walked toward the woods, nose to the ground. It took Lucky longer to find Patch's hiding spot. When they arrived at the tree, Lucky sniffed around as he hunted for the egg. Patch watched in satisfaction, pleased with his clever hiding spot. Then Lucky suddenly gave a disappointed cry. "Oh no, it's broken." "What? How?" said Patch. His brother had found the right hiding place, but he'd also found colorful, broken eggshells. Then they noticed tiny footprints leading away from the hiding spot. "It must have hatched," Patch said in surprise. "Look." "Now what do we do?" Lucky asked. "We should find it as quick as we can before it gets hurt," Patch said. The brothers put their noses to the ground and began to sniff, soon picking up the scent of the baby chick. It had gone up the hill toward the cow pasture. Lucky ran forward, barking, and the cow looked up in surprise, backing away from the baby chick. Unfortunately, the chick ran away from the cow and away from Lucky. It was heading for the barn. Patch and Lucky ran into the barn after it, but it was too dark to see the chick anywhere. Then Patch heard a quiet peeping and looked up. The chick was on top of a stack of hay bales, and the stack was swaying dangerously. The pups braced their paws against the stack, trying to steady it. The top hay bale suddenly fell toward the ground, taking the chick with it. To the puppy's relief, the chick landed safely on the soft hay, but the chick was on the move again. "Patch, that way," Lucky said, and the two ran out the barn door. Patch and Lucky couldn't tell where the chick had gone. At last, Lucky leaned against the wall of a doghouse. "This is impossible, Patch." But then they heard a familiar sound. Sitting in the doghouse, curled up on a blanket, was the baby chick. It was peeping softly in its sleep. "Mom, Dad, I found where Patch hid his egg," Lucky said. "But it was actually a chick," Patch explained. Henrietta overheard and clucked in delight. "My little chick, you found it. Thank you so much." "Oh, how wonderful," Perdita said. "But now you don't have an egg, Lucky." "That's okay," said Lucky. "I think Patch and I have had enough hunting for one day."
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.